You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Speaking of your spouses, I had a funny conversation with one of our account executives in our kitchen yesterday. Sweet Jill. We love Sweet Jill. Yep. She actually hooked us up with the prize for Big Brains in the Back Seat today.
That's right. She did.
We love our little Jilly. And she goes, Jer, what is it with you men that when your mom comes to town, you turn into big babies? You can't do anything for yourself. I was like, well, you're going to have to give me some examples here. What's going on? Well, it turns out that her husband's mom is in town, and she is doing everything for him. You know, if there's chores around the house that he typically does, mom's doing them. She's doing the laundry. She's making him sandwiches. Like, there was things that needed to be done with the dogs. She's like, oh, no, I'll do it. I was like, I don't know what that is, Jill. I just, you know, guys love their moms.
Turns them into...
Absolutely, 100%. I know somebody else in my life that when the mom comes in from out of town, you know, the thermostat has to be perfect for mom, you know, and she'll be sweating, but mom needs the heat up, and, you know, mom will sit next to that person on the couch and watch movies together, mm-hmm. and I don't know what that is. It's just, you know, it's your mom. It's nice to see mommy and catch up.
Well, we all know, we've documented on this show your relationship with your mother, and now she's thinking about moving next door to you, so, I mean, it's only going to elevate.
Yeah, but it's not just me, though. I think this is all dudes in general that, you know, when mom's around, it's nice to kind of be coddled again a little bit more, right?
I'm going to open up the...
I can't be wrong.
I'm going to open up the phones on this, and we're going to allow women to call in, or for that matter, men who are in relationships with men, and their partner's mom comes to town, and suddenly they're like, ugh.
Or even men that want to just call in and defend the relationship with mom and explain what that is, you know?
Why don't you take the floor?
I don't want to get you... We've talked about me and my mom for years,
I know, but
man.
I would like for you, because I have picked on you, so you have the floor to defend yourself if you want.
I don't know if I want to defend myself. It just feels good to just have mom still there to do things for you.
Now, let's also point out, when you first got married, and this is a fact, so don't say it didn't happen, because I know it did, she had a key to your house.
She came over and did this.
She would come over while you were not there, and she would make the bed and do your laundry. You were married to Nicole.
Yeah. I mean,
and your mom would come over and do your laundry for you.
Yeah, things have definitely backed off in an extreme way. I mean, it's been a long time now. It's not like that anymore. But there's just something nice about having, you know, as an example, like mom's home cooking, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Knick Knack could never make a meal like mom does. She really couldn't. And she knows that. She 100% knows that. There's something about going and having mom's home cooking.
There is a difference between it being a fact and uttering it on the airwaves to millions of people. In other words, you can know, and you and Nicole might both agree that your mom is a better girl.
This.
But it's another thing to broadcast to the world.
Nah.
My wife's cooking will never be as good as my mom's.
No, I can get away with it. Again, I'm not scared of my wife, and I'm not scared of my relationship. We talk about these types of things. Nicole, I think, would be like, yes, there's some things that sweet Danny makes that, you know, that are delicious.
Let's get off the cooking for a little bit. I would love it if Nicole would call in and talk about this. I'm sure she won't, because she's been scared lately of calling in, but I would love it if she would get
on
the phone.
She's busy. She did send me a text bit ago. She says, you know, based on your He-Man collection, you already are a 9-year-old boy. And then she wrote, hey-o.
Can't argue with that either.
Whatever.
Here's our number for you to reach out and have some fun with your boys. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. One quick call before the break, you think?
Let's do it.
All right, one quick call. It's Drew. Hi, Drew. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're so good.
So
what do you think about this? Men revert to childhood when their mothers come around.
I have to come in defense to the gentleman on this side. I think the moms want to come to town or visit to help them out. It's almost like we don't have a choice.
But
we do have a choice.
But here's the fatal flaw in your argument, because when moms come to town for their daughters, the daughters don't revert to 9-year-olds. It's just the men who do.
No, the daughters usually complain that the moms are there and then hate it.
Maybe,
you know?
Yes, but it's just dudes who become, you know, infants again.
It's a nurture thing. It is 100% a nurture thing. It feels good to be nurtured. And who's the main person to do that for you? The person that raised you, and it's mom.
But then why isn't it true for women? Why don't they get nurtured?
You know, why can't we wear the pants? That's a good point. Mom always wears the pants.
All right, Drew, listen.
Drew. What?
I think Rachel has a thing to say about this. Rachel, the accusation by a woman is that when a man's mother comes to town, he reverts to a 9-year-old. What do you think?
I think when a mom comes to town, mom is momming too hard.
You're momming too hard.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I think mom would be...
When the man says, I have something to do with the dogs, I got to take the dogs to the groomers, I got to, you know, change the sheets, and mom goes, no, let me, I'll do it.
Isn't she just helping, though? I mean, she's just helping.
I know, but I keep coming back, I'll say it for the third time, although it may happen occasionally with moms and their adult daughters, it's nowhere near to this level. It's a completely different dynamic with a grown-ass man and a grown woman. I don't know why that is.
I don't know why. It just feels natural, doesn't it? That you're just there to protect your mom, be with your mom.
Rachel, let me ask you something. Because I don't know, and we need your perspective on this. Is it because when a mom comes to town and her adult daughter, does it become a competition of sorts? Like the mom can't show up her daughter who's also a mom, whereas the husband or the man can just take all that nurturing that Jeremy was talking about. But an adult woman doesn't want her mom to assert that. Is that possible?
That's an interesting perspective. So,
I'm just wondering.
It's just an innate thing for the woman to mom and do, right? And so maybe it's just when my mom comes and visits, she definitely helps, but I also am jumping up to help her. It's just an innate decision we have to serve.
There's a little psychological thing going on here, I think.
Yeah. Is there more critiquing and judging between a mom and a daughter? Like mom's coming in and kind of critiquing how she's doing things, judging how she's doing things.
Yeah, that's part of that competition I was talking about.
With mom and son, it's just more about, you know, let me help you. You're doing great. You are blood. You're mine. Everything is perfect.
And mom also says to her son, she is not good enough.
She's not making work.
She's certainly not good enough for you, my little angel.
Janelle wrote in. She says, when mom comes to town, it's to check in on what's going on in the house. It's a way for them to make sure that their little baby boy is being taken care of properly.
See? She's just not taking care
of you. Checking in. This house is filthy. Nobody's cleaning enough here.
Rachel, thank you for being on the show. We hope you have a fun day, okay?
Thanks, boys.